Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Tuesday.
Tech Tuesday.
It is. Tech Tuesday here at the Tech Table. Diana.
Justin.
You are looking lovely today.
Oh, I thank you. Yes. As are you.
Well, I don't know about lovely, but I'm breathing, so that's good. That's always the first step, you know.
You seem to be feeling pretty good.
Well, I'm feeling a little feisty. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any breakfast, and sometimes when I don't have breakfast, I get a little woohoo excited.
Oh, you need to eat some breakfast, young
yeah.
man.
I should. Right?
I'm not taking care of you well, evidently. Making sure you have breakfast before you go out the door. Pack your lunch.
Wow, this is the first time I've ever heard this, listeners. My goodness, that's something. Okay,
these are things I do not do.
No, it's all right. You know,
sorry.
That's fine. Well, you leave the house before I do.
I do.
So that's fine. I should be able to get something if I want something. I just am not a breakfast guy.
Anyway, so
we digress. We went a long ways there. So it is Tech Tuesday, and our tech guys have provided us with some answers to great questions about buying a new computer.
Yeah. Now I know. You know, we're actually in the market for a new computer.
Oh boy, yep, mine just died.
So we've got a couple options on the table we're considering.
My last Windows computer. I hadn't used it since May, and I went to turn it on, and nothing. Yeah. So I'm going to buy a Mac.
There we go.
I use Mac everywhere else. So anyway, people ask, how long do computers last these days? Well, you know, right now, 3 to 5 years. You know, some less expensive computers from some of those big box stores sometimes only last about a year.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the price tag is lower on those.
I will say, I bought this Windows computer I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I bought it from a big box store and it did last me 3 years. Not with heavy use, but 3 years.
Yeah.
Lived its life. And yeah. I think I paid under $400 for it.
So, I mean, you have to weigh that.
Yeah, you can't beat that, I don't think. So, what are some general steps I can take to increase the life expectancy of my computer?
Well, here's the big thing.
Bum-ba-dum-bum. Routine maintenance.
Ta-da!
Of course. You know, and a lot of this seems to me like it's the same thing as a car. You know, like, how long does your car last? 3 to 5 years. You know, a lot of people will get a different car, 3 to 5 years time. You need to also maintain your car. Maintain mm-hmm. your computer. Same stuff. So routine maintenance is essential to keep the operating system running smoothly. But there are a few other things as well.
Yeah, like some no-brainer stuff. Don't drop it.
don't beat it up.
Throw it at the wall.
Exactly.
Take care of it.
Absolutely. You know, don't leave the laptop in the car when it's really cold.
Or hot.
You know, don't use it really while you're eating and drinking.
Yes.
Avoid spilling things on it. You know, those are basic things.
Yeah. Now, you know, a big thing is to keep the internal pieces clean. And you know what gets in there real easy is if you smoke in the home.
Right.
The smoke gets in there. And then if you have pets.
Yep. It's true.
That pet hair
gets inside that computer. So you need to have it cleaned internally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which might fit my lifestyle better. That's the thing. People ask about laptop or desktop.
Yes.
So portability is everything these days. So if you really want to take it somewhere, a laptop is for you.
Yeah, I mean, hauling around a desktop in your car, not very easy. Plus, it's hard on the computer itself.
Right.
If you want to keep it in one spot, which a lot of people do.
And desktops have a longer lifetime, too, because they stay in one place.
Exactly.
So consider how long you want to keep this and what your investment level is.
Think about how you want to use it.
Send us some questions, too, if you'd like to.
Questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.